Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
You need to get into, you need to know that there's a you, a big you, source you, something, whatever, it doesn't matter, I don't care. Something that's so universal in you. In my case, I'm a teacher. I'm teaching right now. I'm on an education tech company, right? If I was a plumber, I would teach you how to never have to use me again. And then you would literally call people who don't even have problems with their pipes and say, man, when your stuff breaks, you got to call Antonio, because he was really, he's really a blessing. So Satish, Deanna, when you pour in, don't pour in for a problem, because that's actually the worst time to pour in. just freaking go to sleep. Like, separate yourself from the damn problem. You do not fix a problem in the problem. Einstein said that a man cannot fix a problem that his consciousness has created.
Yes.
It's freaking science. Objective things always make sense.
Let me say something right here. You know, I listen to Joel every morning when I get ready. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about Elijah and how he was running in Jezebel.
Mm-hmm. And scared.
He was scared. And but the title of his sermon was about weariness. And he was saying, yeah, he told God, take my life. I don't feel like doing this no more. You know,
that's but exactly then what he said.
He went to sleep, and then an angel woke him up and said, hey, eat this, drink this water. He ate, went back to sleep. Angel woke him up again, hey, eat this, drink this. And so then it gave him strength to go another, I can't remember how the distance that he said, but he was saying, the only thing that was
wrong
with
Elijah.
He was
on his way to the Brook Terrace.
Right. He said, the only thing that was wrong with Elijah is he just needed some rest. So I said, oh, okay.
So the universe is punching you in the face right now with rest. All right. Yeah. Separate yourself from the problem. So Satish Dhyana, when you pour into you, don't pour into you because something has happened or because you want something here. All this is subjective. Elijah said, I'm weary. Weary compared to what? Well, I remember when I was a kid and I ain't had no bills, all that stuff. Pour into you. That you, this you that is consistent, that makes you uncomfortable when you're off track. This you makes you feel bad. That's how much you are loved. Your friends let you gain 300 pounds and say, oh, Shaker, you still look good. No, you don't. You're fat. Okay? Source you makes you feel bad every time you put a cheesecake to your mouth. Not because 300 pounds is wrong. It's because Shaker doesn't want to be 300 pounds.
Okay, can we not use cheesecake as an example, though?
I apologize.
Okay,
look, y'all asked this question. They asked the question. Tell her the question you asked, Deanna, so they don't think that I'm just all off base. So me and my man only can know that I'm just not. They asked this question.
Maybe you need to use cheesecake as the example. That's the point.
Maybe. Go ahead.
I don't remember it verbatim, but I was asking you, please use cabbage. I was asking you.
I don't think anybody's going to be offended by cabbage at all. Nobody's going to be offended by cabbage. We only ate cabbage because our grandmother said you ain't getting up off that table until you finish your plate.
Okay, so that was Brussels sprouts for me. I actually like cabbage. I don't do the Brussels sprouts. No, you can have those.
Pierre say we ain't had those. I understand.
I like cabbage. Yeah.
See? So
go
my
ahead,
question.
Repeat the question.
Yes, sir. So kind of paraphrasing my question, is there a specific way that you pour into yourself? Like, is there a certain type of way that you're supposed to pour into yourself, or when, or how? I think that was the question.
That's what you asked.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a certain way. Is there a certain way that you pour into yourself? And I was trying to save you from, and then the teacher was like, oh yeah, man, you took my question. I was trying to save you from being in the postmodern era. We care about specific ways. If I say you need to be at social distancing, 3 meters, 6 feet, y'all are literally measuring. Like, literally, right? I just need to be, because y'all care. If you were in Old Testament times, you wouldn't care about numbers. Numbers didn't mean that. So when they said 144,000, they didn't literally mean 144,000. It just meant multitude, okay? But you, your 21st century understanding, if I say a number, my man Oli gets up and say, all right, Law, I'm going to be there in 17 and a half minutes. And he expect Law to be waiting outside because I warned you that I'm coming over and said, I wish I had somebody.
That I come on. Talk about.
Yeah. That is me 100%.
Me too. All right.
That's us. The methods always change. In the cave, you pour differently. In antiquity, you pour differently. Just 100 years ago, people meditate or pour differently. Not even just 100 years ago, just a generation ago. You didn't use YouTube to pour and all that stuff, right? So the methods don't matter. What matters is here is your pouring. I'm saying alignment because you're pouring and get back into alignment, but you need to skip all this gradation stuff. Good, better. Good doesn't exist. Better doesn't exist. It's in the name of the verb. It's called a comparative verb. Comparative verb means I'm comparing it to something subjective. However, there is this, Plato would say there is this good of goods. He would call it goodness. That's where goodness even comes from. Okay, or Plato, I mean chairness, right? All of you have this thing, this compass in you. I let you and Oprah figure it out for yourselves. But this thing right here, and when you pour, Satish, you need to be pouring here, not for your situation. If y'all in a bad situation, go to sleep. You cannot fix a situation with the same consciousness that created it. Take your butt to sleep. Move back. You ain't fixing it. I know I got a master's, but just allow me yank. I know. Just allow me that colloquialism. Go ahead, Grace.
I do it every time. When I tell myself, okay, you know, if I do this right now, it is not going to be my best.
It can't be because you unraveled or you attracted that situation to push you to your best, but you're not going to get your best out of it. Go ahead, Dion.
And I started doing something that you taught me as well, which is wherever that energy sparked or started, remove yourself from that environment to a different type of environment with a different energy and then come back. But don't sit in the energy that's causing you to be out of alignment.
So you just let that stuff go. All right, cool. You got your answer, Satish? Where is he at? Oh, there he is. Cool with that? My hands smell great. I just washed them. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was soap lusting over here. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got the answer. And also, that made me more confident that what I was doing, right? I was always wondering when there is a problem which I created or it became a problem because of me, I used to take a break to find a solution. So at some point of time, I thought maybe I'm running away from the problem, but later or now I realized, no, I was doing it right. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to change. I've had two crises that have helped me in money. And this is the weirdest conversation to have. My first crisis happened in 2012. No, that's not true. That was different. Okay, that's character. That's different. In 2016, I had multiple cards, because I'm not a cash carrying person, multiple cards that I didn't need to pray, Jerry. I just swiped. I hope the mortgage gets paid. I got to pray. No, you know, pray here. Yeah, just there you go. Swipe that. And it gave me this crazy crisis because now I'm thinking, where does God come in at? You know, right? And for me, because with respect to local churches, because where I come from, And what I was taught, God was racist, God was sexist, God didn't want you to wear shorts to church, God didn't want women preaching, God didn't want you to dance. God, come on, I can't be the only one. That, because I mean, I'm still, remember, I'm sitting right here in the Bible Belt. Go ahead, Susan.
That is why I sent you Ravi Zachariah.
Okay.
have you heard of him?
No, I sure haven't.
He's from India, but he lived in Atlanta. He is all over the world, and he teaches apologetics. But he just is absolutely brilliant, of the top level of brilliance, and the challenges and the way his perspective and just every you will love him. I have some of his written documents, and it is like intense reading. It's high level intense. That's why I want you to check him out, because
I sure will.
You know, being raised, I mean, I grew up in a town where I didn't go to those churches. I mean, I went to the Methodist church, but those churches were there. And as kids, we would go, you know, try to peek over and see the weird things they were doing and laugh, you know.
That's fair.
Our little gang would go around, you know, and that's what we would do because we didn't understand it.
That's fair. I mean, football wasn't coming on at noon, you know, when you was growing up. Yeah. So that's fair. You had to get some entertainment somewhere.
Yeah. So Ravi Zachariah, I'm so anxious for you to check it out. And his memorial service will be on the 29th. You probably will want to. I mean, everyone has weighed in: Joel Osteen, David Jeremiah, it's all of them. So
okay. So David Jeremiah's a scholar.
Oh, I listened to him this morning. I watched him this morning and did all his stuff this morning. And so that I think everyone could benefit from it's like Think and Grow Rich and those other books.
Yeah.
It's at that level. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Good stuff. Well, I'm definitely gonna check him out. I'm excited. I bookmarked when you sent me yesterday too, so I've got it. I'm definitely gonna check it out. But yeah, so I'm thinking to myself, Jerry, where the hell does God come in? Because the same church I grew, literally the church I grew up in, well, got adopted to, which is not fair, said I was cursed because I'm black.
Well, I went to church at a Pentecostal church as a kid. So I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's too funny. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, you weren't allowed to do nothing. Yeah, not do nothing. So now I've got no place. I had this total breakdown of spirituality, and so I just start. And the good thing is I've got degrees to help me out in this. So I had to start figuring out what. Yeah, so here's the punchline. Instead of having selfish prayers, which is just fine, that's, you know, there's a place for saying, Lord, take me up out this, right? It's just fine. Now, everything I do or just about is for other people or praying, you know, for these things and these. How can I use these gifts to... some of you say do your will, right? Stuff like that. So that's one. The second crisis I had to have this full understanding is the more better I got, and I had to warn, I warned Deanna. She didn't listen. I did. She ain't listen. I say, now you change it. What you fit to do is you're going to look back and you're going to say, why are you so negative? And you can't do that. You can't do that because you never knew they was negative until you change, which automatically means your butt was just like them. She ain't listen though. She ain't listen. She didn't listen. She created a lot of resistance for herself. I had to realize two things in this one thing, that when you elevate a sin, you can't go backwards and then look down. You're not allowed to. My vegan brothers do this, and brothers and sisters do this all the time. You're going to eat that? Like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. You don't have meat eaters running out here talking about, you're going to eat that plant? Right? You know, just calm down just for a second, right? Just back up a little bit. You know, I get it. This plant-based nugget tastes good. I understand, but just hold on just for a second. Just let Jonathan have that piece of chicken. All right, it's all right. It's okay for right now. You can't lose 30 pounds and then start saying, well, you know what? You need to change your diet. We got to be careful when we elevate to look back, which I had to realize. I was so mad. I was so correcting somebody. Law, I was somebody in my life, you need to check. You need to. How you going? And then I realized something, Kira. I didn't pick this person to support me. That's not what I did. That's not what I did. I picked them to be safe. I picked them to have my kids. Never picked for you to support me and all this stuff. So what happened? I elevated. I went from a drug dealer to a millionaire. And now I want you to support me in a way you were never designed for. Ooh, I just saved somebody's marriage right now. Boy, I tell you. And you cannot look at Law and say, why you not supporting me this way? No, you grew that way. You need to figure out how to shift your growing into what you picked me for. Because if I don't do the little entrepreneur thing with you, you can't get mad at me. That don't mean I don't love you. It just means you didn't pick me for this. Yeah. Anyway, those two things. Did that help somebody before I get to the money part? Did that help somebody? Because that's tough. That hurt my feelings just coming out because I was wrong. Change. How you going to plant a seed in somebody and then say, now, grow that damn seed right now? You can't do that. You can't plant a seed and then tell it to harvest. Go ahead, Law.
100%. I wish I could actually take a clip of that and send it to my sister because she's on her plant-based journey now. So every time she sees somebody eating meat, she's like, no, you know what that's doing to your body. Oh my. No, you can't be that way. If you decide to be on a plant-based diet, you're doing it for yourself, not to go cure the world. That ain't got nothing to do with you. That ain't none of your business. When I became a vegan, I didn't say, no, you're going to die. You shouldn't do. No, I did it for me. So you do it for you and you continue on your journey. That's it.
That's it. That's it. You know who? I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do that. Anyway, anybody else? God, I want to say something so bad, but I shouldn't do that.
I love ribeye.
Okay.
I love ribeye steaks. I don't know if I could ever live without ribeye steaks.
I do understand.
I'm just saying.
I do understand. Let me tell you something. I am 98% vegan. But them steaks, I don't know. I'm with you, Jerry.
My brother said the same thing. He on his plant-based journey too, but he said, I'm at least have a steak 3 times a year.
I'm you know, it's
something
total,
about the steaks.
You know, and then
I never liked steaks, so I'm okay.
It's about we didn't claw our way to the top of the food chain for nothing.
Spoken like a primal male. Yes, exactly. We here at the top. This is my food. I do understand. I do understand. All right, let me give you some secrets. Give away some secrets. Dan, I'm going to. Well, I'll skip that because that's not really. That's going to take too much time. I want to know, well, I need someone. Janet, you got the highest level of empathy. You got the highest level of empathy in the whole company. I need you. I need an. I have an important task I want to do. Okay? It's important. It means a lot to me. I want to know every religion. In fact, I'll show it to you just so no one thinks that I'm making this up. It is written in my notes. See it right here highlighted? Can y'all see that? I want to know every religion in the company and of my customers, and I want to establish relationships with all these people so they can teach me about their religion. That was in there. Huh. I put that in there Saturday. Okay, so I don't want you to think I'm making this up just to sound good. That's in there. I want that. So I want to put you on that. Wow, this is amazing. You just made me. Okay, this up. Put that. I want you to put that on there. I want everybody. Now, I'm familiar with the top six. By top, I mean most population, but I want to be more familiar. Okay. And then somebody out here is a Wiccan. And somebody worships Legos or something. I don't know. I want it all. I want all of it. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, excuse me, I'm running. But I had a dream and a vision. I don't know if this ties into this.
Wait. You listen to me while you exercise?
Can't stop, no stop.
Oh, you just want my ego way out there, boy. Keep on going.
But my question is there a such thing, because I had a dream about this, is there a vision or illustration or a map showcasing all religions combined together?
Sure it is. Sure it is. I'll find it for you. If not, we'll make it.
Cool.
No, we'll make it. Yeah. We'll make it. No doubt. In through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. You don't want your muscles to get tired. You know, easy to say that when I'm sitting down.
Yeah, I'm good. My body's used to this by now.
Yeah, you must have got some great headphones. They're not sweating out your ears. You must have some great headphones. Good job.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. So I want that, Deanna, and I want that 72 hours. Henceforth, if anyone wants to just message me for no reason at all and just start talking about your religion, you got an open door. Just give it to me. You ought to be, do you know my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? You know, you just come in my inbox like that or something like that, right? Just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do, but whatever you're going to do, you know, just come through because I want to know all about you and I want to know all about it. I have a vision in my head and it's a major part of it. So I want to know. I want you to educate me on your religion, which actually, it's a pretty big deal for you itself because, first off, the more you teach something, the more you master it. But that's actually part of your faith is to share it, right? So I'm here for it. Here for it. Thank you. You got that, Deanna?
Yes, sir. I got it.
All right. Keep your mic muted. Next thing's on you. Deanna, by the end of the day, I need a list of everything that I'm doing, all my accomplishments, and all the ways that I have that I am changing or saving the world into a paragraph or two. I got a plan. I'll copy and paste it, but y'all, I just saw some serious typos there. So don't laugh at how I spelled world. It's wold, and apparently or is your, but you know, it'd be like 2-3 in the morning when I be doing that stuff. I need that. I have a plan for something, and I need that because I don't really brag on myself too well. So I need that, and I'm going to put some stuff around it. Okay? There's something I want to do. There's an A-list celebrity thing that I want to do, and I need that.
Okay.
Actually, I'll tell you what it is right now. I'll give it to you. I want to Where is that? Is it here? Nope. Too many. Okay, I got way too many tabs open. Yeah, this isn't working out the way I thought it would. Okay, here we go. Yes, sir.
Are you familiar with the Baha'i Faith?
No, not at all.
The Baha'i Faith is an independent world religion whose purpose is to unite all races and people in one universal cause and one common faith.
That's incredible. That's one hell of a mission. That's incredible. Okay.
B-A-H-A apostrophe I.
All right. You want that down, Deanna? Spell it again for me, Phil.
B-A-H-A apostrophe I.
Thank you.
I tell people I'm a follower of the Nazarene. I use astrology as a time management tool. I know that reincarnation is a fact. So what religion do I fit in?
None. Well,
you're a mystic Christian.
Yeah.
You're a mystic Christian. That's what you are.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. Definitely. Man, I love going into religious establishments and talking about their tech, especially Christianity, because there is some stuff there that you don't know is there. And I just happen to be like a four subject scholar in your text. And I just love that stuff. I love those intellectual conversations where I can say, well, what about this? And, you know, we go on those. So good stuff. Yeah, I need that by the end of the day.
Got it.
All right, by the end of the day. Grace, I'm going to put this on you. We need an ultimate resource list. You're a great researcher. I'll get this to you in two parts. Everything we already use, and I want you to talk to everybody who's willing to talk to you, and tools they use. And I forget, somebody asked me something this week. I was like, oh man, we should do that. I forget who it was. I have no idea, but we should do that. Resource list. That means when you come here, it doesn't matter. Like, and it's free. It's free. Go to this website for this thing. This, you know, there's some straight hacks out there that people don't know about. Some of y'all want to take, how many of you want to do your own graphics so you ain't got to wait for somebody to promote yourself? Who is that? Is that anybody out there? No? You already doing all your own graphics? But maybe you don't know how to take the background out of a picture, right? We got stuff for that. Okay, Michelle G got her stuff up. Maybe you want to learn how to do algorithms or something, right? You got stuff for that. Maybe you want to take your audios or your videos and transcribe them. We got stuff for that. So I want this ultimate resource list. And basically you're going to split it into categories. And you're going to provide a link. And of course I want most of them free. So if you get, some of them going to be paid resources, you can't help that. And to just split them from free to paid and then split them in categories too. We should have hundreds of resources that we can just give away to people. Because let me tell you something. Some of y'all just need, just show me where to go. Some of y'all got that. Just show me where to go and move out my way in this about you. And so I want to be able to do that. Cool.
Cool.
All right, you got until Friday. That's a bit more difficult. And you're not administrative.
Not at all.
Right, but you're a teacher. This is a perfect task to give to you. You know how to do curriculums.
Okay.
Right? You know how to do curriculums and extra resources. But while this is going to be boring, I'm still putting the right person, at least the rightest person in this organization for it, on that. Don't mind me, just stealing. Hold up. Got to put it in my second save. That's it, man. Keep stealing. I ain't even done the crazy stuff that I'm doing. I believe this was Deanna, but we need to do a program that solely focus on churches. Who told me that? Who said that was you? Okay, give me that. Tell it to me now. You had some time to think about it.
Okay, so it's a program within the ATS Business University that directly teaches churches how to build their churches. I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
First off, getting them to understand that their church is a business. Then from there, teaching them how to, like how you started small groups, basically everything that you did to build your church, teach them those same things. Because,
well, let me ask you a question. What's the end goal? Is the end goal profit? Is the end goal more? Like, don't spiritualize it, but I need the actual end goal. What are we trying to accomplish here?
The end goal for churches is to assist them in becoming more profitable and having more members. Because there are churches that are getting started, but nobody understands that it's a business. So we would
call that profitable, because they may not be more members. An evangelical church would want more members, because that's the point of evangelism, is to go out. But a church focused on discipleship would want more members. They're going to want more programs, or, you know, their people to be whole in, you know, some areas. So we're making more profit. Got you. I know what you're trying to say. Got you. I got some ideas. Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay. With that, I got to follow up with another question. So
sure. How
do you get people, and I'm just going to be honest, you have a lot of people, especially in churches or other, I guess I can make it well around it, or some nonprofit organizations, as soon as you say business, the key terms business or profits, they start to cringe. Because I know a lot of people, and they don't like the use of that word, because they think they're using the people. So how do you get in their head, or kind of help them understand you're actually providing a value or a service to help the community and not hurt them? Because I think that's a common problem that comes up.
No doubt. It's two main answers here, and there's two main punches in the face, too. I'll give you the punches in the face first. That's why these churches suck. No offense. But if you look at the graphics, and like, what's the difference between the big church and the small church that are on the same block? Same God, right? Or is God smaller in the other church? No. There's some outside of church or Bible principles that the big church is using that the small church is not. That simple. Little church has no ushers. Big church has a team of them, and then door greeters and parking lot greeters. So before you even walk in, because you do know Oli, for whatever reason, didn't argue all week until he got in the car to go pull into himself. And all of a sudden, there's that argument. You know, y'all know that's how it works. You know, right? We've been cool all week, and now you want to sit up and argue. So now the energy of that argument is going into the church, not at the big church.
Can I ask something real quick?
No doubt.
All right, so and with all of that, because I hear and understand where you're coming from and like explain it, but here's a common response I hear all the time, especially from Baptists, especially when it comes to bigger churches. They call those churches nothing but the devil. And you're going to probably laugh at that. I know that's not true, but it's like they use certain texts in the Bible.
We in the same state, brother. We in the same state. You ain't got to tell me. You act like I'm in New York somewhere. You just 100 miles away from me, if that, right? No. I get it. We in the Bible Belt. Now, so that's one of the punches in the face. The other punch in the face is that, you know, we quibble over terms. And they make no sense. For one, I asked Deanna what's the end goal, and I said, let's just call that profitable. But that don't mean I'm going to say the words profitable to the people. I'm trying to figure out what our end goal is so I can develop the curriculum, right, or that program and how it looks. I need to know if there is there's a preacher, Grace Pastor, he says this all the time. He says, if there's a mist in the pulpit, there's a fog in the pews. And that really applies to business. If I'm just a little unclear, when I talk, I'm making y'all completely unclear. Super unclear. Super. So I would never say that. So that's one. Watch your words. And you got to respect this, because watch. Who among you subscribes without the back and forth to the Christian faith? I'm going to show you something. Okay, Grace. Good. Grace. Good. Unmute your mic, Grace. And this is, I'm glad it was you, because I was about to make somebody uncomfortable, and that works. Here you go.
Wait.
Well, I'm just going to ask a question, right?
Okay,
I'm just going to put you in a scenario. But you need to know these scenarios exist. It ain't me making you uncomfortable. It's a scenario, but it happens all the time. All right, here we go. You go. Who is of the Islamic faith, if you don't mind? Who's one of my Muslim brothers or sisters? All right, my man Oli. You know what? That makes sense, too. That makes sense. Okay, here we go. Now, Oli invite you to a teaching.
Okay.
And it's a traditional teaching too. Traditional. All right. Traditional, which something completely different. It's like traditional Baptist, because Grace is Baptist. Now, you two, y'all got a good relationship. But then in the traditional, and you know what? May 23rd just finished happening. He knows what that means, right? It's the end of now. So you would have saw a bunch of tradition, right? You would have saw a bunch of tradition. Now, you walk in there, and the leader says, join us in worship. How would you feel, Grace?
If he says join us in worship, okay, cool, great.
Exactly, right? Cool, no problem. Now, I want you to put in whatever you think stereotypical of Muslim worship is, with Muslim clothes, and now there's no worship because that's your language.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a term, Oli, that y'all use that Grace does not. I'm trying to think.
Make dua, pay hajj.
Okay, all right. Both of those. Okay. Now, Grace, I want you to join us and make dua, pay hajj. You feel what? Okay, look at the face. Your microexpression telling on you, but go ahead though.
I don't know what that is.
But how do you feel?
I feel out of place.
Okay, that's all I want you to know. Now, Gracie, y'all do that in your church every day. Because it's a bunch of unchurched people that come in, and y'all be like, come on, let's worship our God. Stand on your feet. We're like, wait a minute now. I don't even know what to do with my hands. Y'all doing all this stuff. What I do with my hands? Or let's just take it out of your black call and response church. Let's put it to a white person. All right. And then all of a sudden, y'all, the preacher talking, you're supposed to be quiet. Go ahead, Reverend. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Right? All that. Nothing wrong with that. But your language, Oli's language, the different languages. So Chris brought up a very good point. You can make people uncomfortable with the language. You get it? So you don't run up on a church, Chris, talking about let's be profitable. That don't make no sense. You don't do that. No different than you come into the ATS Business University and talk about let's be holy. Well, wait a minute now. Wait. Who got you, sir? It's stuff like that. And here's the deal. There is no a good Jew. Let me define good real quick. A learned Jew, a learned Muslim, and a learned Christian all know same God. You understand? Problem is, as what's my man, Dean of Motivation, I always forget his name.
Earl Nightingale
says the problem with men is they don't think. Like that's the problem. The problem is you don't think, right? You just don't think. So you got to watch your language, Chris. Watch your language, brother. Watch your language. You don't just run up on them. So let me give you a solution right after field talk.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
I literally had Earl Nightingale in 1972 in Cleveland, Ohio, because I was driving around, tell me that it was un-American to buy an American car. And I went, huh? He says, the American automobile industry had what they called planned obsolescence. If your car was over 50,000 miles, you might as well get rid of it. Then Japan created the quality revolution with I think it was Daimler went over there. And he says, if Americans keep voting for crummy quality, they'll just keep getting crummy quality. So they got to take their votes, their dollars, buy for them until the American car makers understand that's not a way to run their business.
Wow.
That's what Earl Nightingale told me in 1972 personally.
That actually came, everything you just said, though, came to pass.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that makes good sense. That makes good sense. And of course, so I get why you would say it's un-American to buy an American car, because it just, you know, it takes you 2 years to get to 50,000 miles, three, and now they're planning for you to go spend another $30,000. It's crazy, especially in the 60s. You know, that $17,000 car in the 60s, $12,000 car in the 60s, when you adjust for inflation, that's every bit of $67,000 now.
I brought a 1968 Volkswagen Bug, brand new. Guess how much?
$12,000? I know I'm wrong.
$1,800.
You can't buy a cash car for $1,800.
Brand new Volkswagen Bug, $1,800.
How much was gas? I gotta ask. How much was gas? How much did it take you to fill up the tank? I gotta ask.
Yes, I think it hovered between 10 and 20 cents a gallon.
Wow. And I know that to be true, because when I started driving that 14, gas was 99 cents a gallon. 99. That was in 96. In 1996, gas was 99 cents a gallon. I remember going to Ashtray and getting enough money in the tank so I can go drive with the AC down, the AC on the window down, just so the other kids could see me driving. Y'all don't know nothing about that stunt. Y'all don't know nothing about that. As soon as I went by the hood, I rolled the window down. Yeah, it's too hot in Texas to be doing that. Anytime you ought to pick me up, I say, cut this AC on. Ah, Lee, you're too hot. Good stuff. Now that's fantastic. Chris, you got one more problem that I saved for last. It's the number one problem. One more solution. Be the best, bro. If you're the best, then people drop their language and say, listen, just tell me what to do. It's why we got, if you think about the melting pot of the ATS, there are Trump supporters, Obama supporters, Bernie supporters, feel the burn, and it's almost an even numbers. Plus, any given call, we'll have about 3 to 4 religions. And every call, there's always 2 hemispheres of the world on the call. Every call, there's 2 hemispheres on the call, east to west. Doesn't matter whether it be from UK, well, UK is west. India right now is represented. Okay, well, you get it? All that stuff. India should, I mean, UK should be east due to geographical, but, you know, Western civilization started over there, so you got to say it's west. But nevertheless, that's when you have, that's what happens when you're the best. Don't nobody give a damn. People go, listen, I came here for this. Everybody rides a Harley. Gangster and a dentist in the same biker club. Everybody rides a Harley. Everybody shops on Amazon. The same people, the same congressmen that get mad at Amazon for doing this, then go shop on Amazon right after the congressional meeting. Come on, right? People complain about Facebook on Facebook. They write a post on Facebook complaining about Facebook. When you're the best, you eliminate those other 3 things. You feel me, Chris? I know you're running. You're probably doing suicide drills and stuff. You're running up some stairs, some stadiums.
Antonio?
I heard you loud and clear.
Good, brother, good. Always be the best. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, so in reference to what you guys are talking about, and especially religion being a business, because there's a business part of it, to grow your congregation, you have to offer things. You have to have things. You have to have a place of being, a place for them to go to. You have to have community events. And all of that costs money. So there's always the back end of a church. It has to run. There's an administrative piece of it. So that's the business part of it. And in order for you to grow your congregation, you have to put money into it. And how do you get money? The congregation helps build what they believe in. So they need to be able to believe in what you're doing because they're part of it. So there has to be a business end of it. Otherwise, it would fail. It wouldn't last very long. And it doesn't matter what religion, because religion is a practice. Everybody goes to God, the source, the energy, the flow to get the information internally, because that's all part of the energy process. But everybody has a different way to flow, a different way of doing it. So what you guys are doing and pulling all that information in, it shows people that are not knowledgeable about other religions how similar they really are. So I think what you guys are doing is really good. It's a great thing.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Well, it doesn't hurt that I'm so not religious at all. So it's kind of easy to deal with me when you know that I like your religion. It's kind of easier to handle that. But you bring up a very good point. You made me think about it as you was talking. The light bill didn't say, "Oh, Jerry, you prayed this morning. You're not going to charge you." That ain't what happened. It's not what happened. The light bill did not care whatsoever. It's a pastor, bishop, reverend, deacon, or dentist. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Go ahead, Dion. Does not matter whatsoever. The light bill says, run me my money. That's the nonprofits all the way to for-profits. That light bill, it's funny because people would get their house, well, it's not repossessed, what is it called? Foreclosed. People would get their house foreclosed. The constable will come in and have to escort me off the property because I haven't paid the bill in at least 6 months. But them lights was on. Oh, man, I need y'all to get me with psychology, right? Like, I'm 6 to 9 months behind my mortgage, but I never missed that light bill payment. Why? Because at the core of all your business practices, ain't nobody trying to take no cold, dark shower. And if you could tap into that primal, right? And nobody trying to sleep outside with mosquitoes. That's if you're in coastal areas, right? Some of y'all don't know nothing about that. Nobody's trying to do that. And if you can figure out how to put your business and them needs right there, you win every time. How do you make sure Jonathan doesn't have to take a cold, dark shower? You figure that out. If you're on a, if you're on a cold call or a phone call and you say, Charmone, I feel you. Yep, got you. I know what you're trying to do. And then explain to her what she's trying to do. You got her ear. And then say, here's how we make sure that your daughter ain't taking no cold, dark showers and your husband. And you ain't got to go back, because I don't know a single person who is just dying to go back to live with their parents after 2 decades of living by themselves. I don't know nobody. I don't know. Right? It's no, you come over here now, Mom, and go to that room over there. But what I'm not doing is going back to where you raised me. I ain't going backwards. You figure out how to tap into that, be good stuff. Okay, Deanna's gone for a second. So, Grace, you got this here. Reggie, this is perfect. Actually, this is perfect time. Grace, I just need you to tell Deanna to put this on my agenda to develop some program. I need to figure out if it's going to be business or speech or both. I'm not sure, but we'll work it out. We'll work it out. She does have a point, though. She does have a point. Okay, Reggie, where you at?
I'm sorry, about the church, which was going to develop a program?
Just stay on right Antonio in. About. My man, listen, you finna love this. It's in here, too. I'm finna show you. I don't want you to think, and I put this in there Friday. I was looking at you teach, and I said, man, it's time. It's time. And look, I'm finna show it to you on my screen. I don't even want you to think I'm joking. Right there, it's highlighted. Can you see it? It say Hood Funnies. You see it? Yeah. Can I see it? All right. It's time for me to you. We got to do some skits, man, on some hood stuff. We do. And it needs to be hood. And we might need to call it Hood Funnies or something, but it's time. It is. Because I'm looking at you teaching. Listen, y'all. I'm looking at Reggie was teaching, and he had 9 people watching at all time. So me being me, Oli, I'm like, who the hell is these 9 people? So I'm going to go find out. I'm looking in the comments. I can't see they ain't coming. So I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to start a watch party. And I'm going to start a watch party in one of his groups. And I'm going to see who jump on. And this boy had 13 people jump on who will never jump on my stuff. Right? You know, they... I say, you know what? I got them. We going to do hood stuff. So, right. Just saying what I said. So, there you go, Reggie. It's time. It's time to go take your audience and blend them into prosperity. All right? Well, we're going to hit them with the funny stuff for 3 years first.
You can help.
Well, my audience pay. Your audience don't. You know, we gotta work that out. You know, we're gonna have to work that out. You know, they show up though. They show up and support. You know, they show up and support. We gotta work that out. That's too funny though. That's too funny. Good. So that's you. Then we start that this week. You don't even need no script. Just go with the flow. Deanna, you posted a post. I sent it to you in line app. I need you to post a post. I want more of that post. You remember what it was? Can you unmute your mic and think out loud? Because, you know, everything's entertainment and don't nobody know what's in your head, too.
Yes, sir. I remember that post. I will, instead of, I think I have it.
What's the post? Tell them what the post is. They hear the steal.
The post is the graphic of you and a list of everything that you were doing during the COVID 19.
And I remember it got 19 likes.
Yeah.
In 27 minutes.
That was that.
Yeah,
post.
Go do more of that. It had nothing to do with the likes. You just found out where the attention at. You feel me? What you taught me was they ought to hurt more, want me to brag more. Well, it ain't me, but it was you. But you get the point.
Yes,
and
sir.
My guess is they're hurting more because I don't think unemployment line is closed. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think they shut it down. I think they're still going through it. Good stuff. ATS week. Let me say that for last. Hey, let me say that for last. It's on here. Fox Soul. Deanna, explain. Y'all. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Well, ain't nobody playing, law. Ain't nobody playing. Explain, Deanna. Fox Soul.
Fox Soul is the is a branch of the Fox Network, specifically for the African American viewers. And
that would be the reason why soul is in there. Yeah. Soul brother, soul food. You understand?
You know, but I had to get the understanding of this is the Fox Network. There it is. So Antonio will actually be doing a live recording this Friday for this particular show, The Book of Sean. They reached out to him. And today I will be finalizing everything with the contact that sent us the request. When I responded to her and told her he would love to be on the show, her enthusiasm coming back, I felt that. She was like, we're so excited. They are super excited to have Antonio on Book of Sean, which is on the Fox Soul. So ladies and gentlemen, don't stop.
Okay. Yeah. So let me tell you that. All right. Good. Thank you. You threw me a nice lad in. For one, they want me to run my mouth, Ole. I don't know why.
Yes.
I thought they want me to run my mouth. Yeah, I know how to do that. There's no issues whatsoever. Two, you don't know who's watching your stuff. Mm-hmm. So you might want to keep posting the stuff. No one trusts somebody off one video. That's not the way it works. Typically, Monica has to post on her page for a year and a half just for somebody to say, man, I've been watching you for a while. You've been doing your thing. No, not to buy from her. Just so they can go clandestinely, which means secretly, in her inbox and say, I've been looking at you and your husband doing your thing, man. I'm proud of y'all. So you just got proud. You've been proud for a year and a half. It took you a year and a half to get proud. Like, you know. And then another 2 years for them to buy. About 45% of the world just works that way. It just is what it is. So don't stop posting. Don't stop posting. Attraction instead of promotion. Amen to that. Minnie Hardy, congratulations. Thank you. Shaker. Got it. Thank you. All right, a couple more things. I'll skip that one. ATS Week. Y'all need to steal this. For the last 4 years or something, we've done ATS Week. Here's what ATS Week, it typically runs right before Shark Week or right after, because I'm a big nerd. I watch Shark Week. Grace, in your own words, explain what ATS Week is.
ATS Week is a week packed with knowledge, information, funny stuff from the the people of the ATS company. It's just nonstop, 24/7, of just whatever you can think about, we talk about. That's right.
No, you did good, Deanna. Give it to me with your gift. You know that girl. She can only sell stuff with a script. You know her.
ATS Week is your favorite show. ATS Week is the marathon of your favorite show. Only the difference is it's a marathon for business, sales, marketing, branding,
all right,
law of
stop
attraction,
right
personal.
Stop right there. Grace, come on back in. Nah, she fit to kill this answer because I wanted Grace to answer because she's going to answer better than you. You gave her a script now. Okay. Grace, ATS Week, business, sales, marketing. Tell them why they need to be there. Because I'm trying to give Chris something to steal.
If you want to grow your business,
there
and
you
if
go.
You if you want to take it, definitely take it to the next level, it's 24 hours.
it's a marathon, right? Like you gotta say it, it's a marathon of getting the nuggets that you need to take your business to where you want it to go. And it is very entertaining. Y'all know that we keep everything entertaining.
Everything's so entertainment.
This is how you sell something.
Entertainment. Everything's entertainment. We give away our very best stuff that you've never seen before. And then we make it, we take over for a whole week. Only a whole week. All you, like, unsubscribe or get your money. It's pretty much the only two options we give you. Because from start to finish, it's only ATS. Just to give you an idea, Grace, how many videos you owe me? Watch this.
It's a total of 200. But I have done some, so I gotta get with you again.
I ain't trying to hear all that. How many videos you owe me? She trying to hear.
How many videos you owe me?
You owe me 200 videos. Deanna, how many videos you owe me?
200.
All right. So I want you to understand something. And then Reggie, 200. And then me, too. So that's 800 right there. We're not talking, and plus, I'll be running in the off hours the other seasons, right? Other seasons. So literally, Facebook just made a week just for us to give away free stuff. All our best stuff. All our best stuff. All our best stuff. Chris, you better steal it. Somebody better steal it. Somebody better do it. Because it works. Every time we do it, we get new fans, new customers, new everything.
Got me out here opening up another account.
That's it, man. Just get that stuff away. All right, everybody. Appreciate you. I'm going to have more details for ATS week tomorrow or next week. Oh, no, tomorrow. But other than that, just get on it. Make sure everything that I said, Deanna, comes back written to me. We'll join you on a sales call here post-haste. But one more thing I want to say, and I want you to hear this and hear this well. Your job is to be a monopoly. You understand? Monopoly. Monopoly. What's the name of it? The 90-day thing, whatever it's called, starting the day at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're already in it, there you go. So we'll see y'all there. All right, everybody. Appreciate you. Let's jump on that sales call. Have a good one.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic, $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.